Welcome back to Bible Made Easy podcast. I'm Brother George. Thanks for tuning in. A significant portion of Jesus' ministry on earth was marked by his fiery confrontations with his earthly adversaries, the various groups that made up Jewish leadership of the time. So who were among this group of chief enemies? What were the unique characteristics of each group, and why did they uniformly hate and oppose Jesus so intensely? The Pharisees were a devout religious group known for strict adherence to the laws of the five books of Moses, the Torah. They also placed equal importance on their own interpretations and applications of the Torah, known as the Oral Torah. They were highly respected within Jewish society for their piety and zealous practice of religious law. They held a strong belief in the resurrection of the dead and the existence of angels and demons, which were not universally accepted by all Jews at the time. This group was highly influential in shaping the religious life of the community. The Sadducees mostly came from the priestly and aristocratic classes. They only recognized the written Torah, and they dismissed oral traditions and beliefs not stated within it, such as the resurrection of the dead, angels, and spirits. Their power was centered in the temple in Jerusalem, where they played a significant role in the religious and political affairs of Judea. The Sadducees were key in maintaining the rituals and sacrifices of the temple, and they often cooperated with the Roman authorities to maintain the status quo and their position of power within Jewish society. The scribes were highly skilled, literate individuals whose primary roles included copying, studying, and interpreting the scriptures. They were essential in educating the people and maintaining legal traditions. Scribes were respected for their knowledge and served as legal authorities, often being called upon to resolve disputes and interpret laws for the community. They were key figures in the judicial system of ancient Israel. The elders were the venerable leaders and heads of families within the Jewish community, often serving on the Sanhedrin, which was the Jewish ruling council. They were seen as representatives of the traditional and the conservative elements of society. Elders held positions of respect and authority, contributing to the governance of the community and the interpretation of laws. The high priests, such as Caiaphas and Annas, held pivotal administrative and religious roles in Jewish society. They were central figures in the leadership of the temple and were involved in major judicial and political decisions. They played a critical role in the religious governance of the community. The chief priests included the high priests, as well as other priestly officials who were responsible for managing the operations and rituals of the temple. They held considerable influence in both religious and political spheres within Jewish society. The Sanhedrin was the supreme council and judicial tribunal in Jewish society, consisting of 71 members, mostly from among the chief priests, scribes, and elders. This body held significant religious, legal, and political authority, adjudicating major legal disputes and matters of national importance. The Sanhedrin's decisions were crucial in shaping Jewish law and public policy. These various groups, often with overlapping members and interests, and sometimes simply referred to collectively as the Jews in the Gospels, viewed Jesus as a troublemaker. They rejected his teachings. They cast doubt on his messianic claims. They were never pleased when a sufferer of a debilitating health condition was healed by Jesus, or when he alleviated the hunger of the poor. Imagine that. The creator of heaven and earth, the long foretold Messiah of their own scriptures, was in their very midst, and yet they not only disbelieved him, but they opposed him every step of the way until they finally arranged his crucifixion. What on earth was their problem? How could such learned experts in the Old Testament scriptures that foretold his coming possibly have not recognized him to the point of murdering him? Well, there are several reasons. They misunderstood the nature of the Messiah foretold to come by the prophets. They had expected and hoped for a military leader-style king who would liberate them from Roman occupation and restore Israel to its former glory. They were also jealous of his growing popularity among the masses that threatened their control over the populace. His ability to draw large crowds and perform miracles made him a threat to their leadership and influence. Also, they failed to recognize and accept that God was moving his people away from the laws of Moses and his former covenant to a new covenant and a new law that was based on the principles of love, mercy, and forgiveness rather than obedience out of fear of punishment. This is what God had been planning for all along, and he was finally implementing it. But they rejected Jesus' teachings along this line. Jesus socialized with and reached out to sinners, outcasts, and even non-Jews, loving them and accepting them into his fold. By doing this, he exposed the Jewish leaders for their elitism, pride, and hard hearts. The Jewish leaders had based their entire personal and spiritual identities on their Jewish heritage, as well as their strict adherence to the laws of Moses, not realizing that neither could save them. Jesus taught that forgiveness of sins and salvation were free gifts from him, unearned and available to everyone, not just Jews. This message infuriated them. So despite being steeped in the Old Testament scriptures and the knowledge of the one true God, when the God of heaven actually appeared before their very eyes in the flesh, they hated him with a vengeance. Their reaction to him betrayed their true hearts and real relationship with God. As Jesus told them to their faces, "He that honoureth not the Son, honoureth not the Father which hath sent him." When push came to shove, they just didn't have humility and genuine love for God in their hearts. If they did, they would have been overjoyed to have encountered Jesus. As Jesus said to them, "But I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you." How about you? Do you have a sincere hunger for and love for God that causes you to recognize Jesus as your Messiah when he knocks at the door of your heart? If so, receive him as your Savior today by asking him into your heart right now. Thanks for joining me. Please be sure to subscribe, like, and share. And if you'd like to see visualized versions of these podcasts, please head over to my YouTube channel called Bible Made Easy Podcast.